You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
LG's new OLED TVs somehow look and sound even better, by Tim Moynihan. Heading into the craziness of CES 2017, it was hard to see how LG could make its OLED televisions any better. Cheaper? Sure. But better? We're talking about TVs that some say offer the best picture in the history of television. Yet, LG managed to crank up the wow factor. The company's flagship OLED panels still offer 4K resolution and HDR playback, of course, but they've added to an already solid foundation with new processing, audio, and brightness enhancements. You want color to go along with that amazing contrast? These things deliver. LG says its upper-end panels now display nearly 100% of the DCI P3 color space, the span of colors the film industry has embraced. OLED televisions already achieve far deeper blacks than LCD sets, but they typically don't get as bright, and brightness is important for displaying HDR video. But before you go harping about OLED's shortcomings here, LG made this year's crop of OLED panels 25% brighter than last year's models. Combined with those pure black levels, ramping up the brightness should make HDR encoded content truly mesmerizing. These new OLEDs also offer active HDR mode, which cribs from Dolby Vision encoding. The processing engine enhances each frame, even for HDR10 or HLG encoded broadcast content. Those formats typically use a single chunk of metadata to apply HDR effects to an entire video. This applies more granular effects to each scene. There's also a new HDR effect mode to make non-HDR content look more HDR-like. One of the new sets in particular will blow you away. Of course, it's the most expensive of the 10 OLED TVs LG will offer this year. The flagship model is the W7 Signature, a wafer-thin TV that LG describes as a picture-on-wall design. Forget about propping it up with a traditional stand. You need to mount it on your wall, but you won't need any help. It's just 2.5 millimeters thick, and the 65-inch model weighs just 17 pounds. There's also a 77-inch model that clocks in at about 27 pounds. It's literally an OLED placard you hang on the wall. How is this possible without room for components inside of the set? Easy. The included soundbar, a Dolby Atmos speaker unit designed to deliver 60 watts over 7 channels of immersive audio, provides all the processing and power. Plug your components into the soundbar, plug the soundbar into the W7, and you're set. The set uses a combination of a slide-on mount at the top and a magnetic attachment at the bottom. Although the TV is flexible, it also has a glass panel, so be careful. The 65-incher is coming in March, and it's going to be expensive. Last year's flagship G-Series is now the second-tier model. The G7 Signature OLED features an adjustable soundbar stand and picture-on-glass design similar to last year's stunning set. The E7 OLED cuts costs by nixing the adjustable speaker stand, but both sets can rock Dolby Atmos soundtracks, provided you add speakers capable of it. Want to save even more money? The entry-level C7 and B7 models offer the same picture quality and Dolby Atmos compatibility. The C7 is a little nicer with its aluminum stand and bezel, but the B7 offers the same specs if you're okay with a more pedestrian frame.
Hey, this is Andrew from the Spoken Edition team. I wanted to let you know that we just launched a new website at SpokenEdition.com. This new site has over 40 different shows from top publications around the web, all for free. So visit SpokenEdition.com, subscribe to a few new shows, and keep listening. Thanks.